NASA officials say they're making progress in figuring out what caused the destruction of the Space Shuttle Columbia Saturday morning. While NASA investigates, an independent commission also is launching an investigation. The goal is to provide an outside assessment of the tragedy, much as the Rogers Commission did after the Challenger exploded 17 years ago. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Just hours after the Columbia accident, NASA announced there would be an independent investigation. Speaking yesterday on Fox News, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said the goal was to ensure a thorough and objective investigation.
It'll be led by Admiral Hal Gaiman, who is 3 years ago was the presiding officer in the USS Cole incident. And so we've asked him to lead that external investigation. So we're leaving nothing to chance and assuring that we look at every possible angle of what could have caused this horrible accident.
The Cole was attacked by terrorists while it was docked in Yemen in October of the year 2000, leaving 17 sailors dead. Gaiman's report recommended wide-ranging changes in security procedures to guard against future attacks. Terrorism is not suspected in the Columbia accident. Gaiman will be joined by four other members of the military, two from the Department of Transportation and NASA officials. Their role is particularly important in light of the last shuttle accident. When the Challenger exploded in 1986, NASA managers ended up with a lot of the blame, so there was a lot of pressure for an independent investigation. That panel became known as the Rogers Commission for its chairman, former Secretary of State William Rogers, and it was a star-studded bunch: Neil Armstrong, physicist Richard Feynman, and the first American woman in space, Sally Ride. Speaking yesterday on ABC, Ride said the most important thing for the new commission to learn is keep an open mind.
Some of the things that we thought in the first day or two just turned out to be completely wrong. I think a lot of us initially at that time thought the shuttle main engines had been the cause of the problem. We just assumed that that was likely to be the problem. It turned out that nothing could have been further from the truth. They really had nothing to do with the accident.
But the Challenger investigation quickly gravitated toward a single cause, the solid rocket boosters. Pictures of the launch pointed in that direction, but so did a history of problems with the boosters. Commission member David Acheson says the investigation showed that NASA had long ignored weakness in the rings that seal sections of the boosters.
There had been failures of O-rings in previous flights, and the propulsion people at the Marshall Space Center were well aware of that.
That history focused the technical investigation on the rocket boosters, but it did something else as well. It turned the independent panel's report into an indictment of NASA's decision-making process. David Acheson says it made no sense to redesign the rocket without redesigning NASA.
It was obvious that technical failure and personnel decision-making were completely interlocked.
As a result, the Rogers Commission report, issued just 4 months after the accident, recommended an overhaul of NASA's management structure. The Gaiman Commission will likely have to decide whether Columbia's destruction was simply the result of an engineering flaw, a management mistake, or both. That means the panel may also have to decide who's to blame. The Rogers Commission decided not to blame individuals, much to the annoyance of members of Congress. At a congressional hearing in 1986, Senator Ernest Hollings asked why Chairman Rogers had not investigated claims that the Reagan White House had pressured NASA to launch in dangerously cold weather.
You didn't ask anybody at the White House?
Not specifically, no, sir. I don't think there's a bit of evidence that anybody tried to influence this launch. And if we keep talking about it, a lot of people are going to believe it happened. It didn't happen.
No one was fired, but some NASA managers did retire early, and others were reassigned after the Rogers report came out. After Challenger, NASA waited nearly 3 years before launching another shuttle. NASA hopes it won't have to wait that long to return the remaining three shuttles to space. That's particularly important now, since the grounding of the shuttle fleet will virtually halt construction of the International Space Station. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.